WABC. We were there for you during Desert Storm. We'll be there for you again during the showdown with Saddam.
Malloy Brothers Mayflower. When your move requires the personal touch, call Malloy Brothers, agents for Mayflower Transit at 800-645-2798. We move for you. Cambridge Brighton Budget Planning Corporation. Get out of debt. Dial 1-888-95-BILLS. That's 1-888-95-BILLS.
Let freedom ring.
You hear that, Saddam? A day of reckoning. That's you liberals. That's correct. Time for the guilty to pay. Here we go. Liberation of Iraq about to begin.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. John Hannity is on
77 WABC.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America on the brink of war. Now, here's Sean Hannity.
And thank you, Scott Shannon. Hello, welcome aboard. Glad you're with us. Get ready. The liberation of Iraq is about to begin. Buckle up. Be strong. You need to be strong for all your liberal friends. They can't handle what is about to happen, but it's happening anyway. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it today. It's 800-941-SHAWN. We got news as we come on. The good thing we're not a tape show. I'm telling you, we got news breaking out all over the place. This really is it. A moment of truth for the world is upon us. Moment of truth for the United Nations similarly is upon us. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all, by the way. We got our little Sean O'Hannity St. Patrick's Day bit, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Regular listeners will get it in the course of the program. I got to tell you, the press is ignoring the most important developments from yesterday. We'll get to that in just a second here. We got the UN inspectors ordered out. U.S. diplomats in Syria, Israel, Kuwait, and other places ordered out. We got the president ready to address the nation, and we're going to get into all the details of that in just a few moments. And we're going to talk about what it all means when we say war is upon us. What does that mean? Why are we here? And what does it mean for the troops and everybody else? We got all that now. Also, as a special guest on the program, Lieutenant General Glossin. He's the guy that led the air campaign in the Persian Gulf War I. And I can't think of a better day to have him. He's going to check in with us on the program today. Now, here, the president yesterday meets with the leaders of our allies, Britain and Spain, at the Azores Islands, right? He meets with them yesterday. After their meeting, he said today, Monday, is the last chance for the world to support the disarming of Saddam Hussein. Tomorrow is the moment of truth, he said. And by the way, you know what you're watching? And a lot of you aren't used to it. You're used to 8 years of Bill Clinton. You're not used to somebody that takes a principled stand. You're not used to somebody that knows how to lead. You're not used to somebody that doesn't rely on Dick Morris, triangulation, focus groups, and all this other. This is leadership. He understands the nature of evil and the threat of evil in our time, and he's building and has built a coalition of the willing, and in the process he has shown and how we have rendered the United Nations impotent. So the president is leading away. Now, this is what seems to be ignored by just about everybody, and I've been watching, except I went to this, I had to go to a doctor today. But this guy is the greatest guy I've ever met, Dr. Charno. In Great Neck, New York. He gave me a stress test for all you liberals out there. Sorry to report, I have the heart of a 20-year-old. So I'm going to be around for a long time. But anyway, so we're out there. This is what everybody's missed. Saddam Hussein responds to the meeting that took place yesterday. And what did he say? He said that if attacked, Iraq would take the war, quote, throughout the world, quote, wherever there is sky, land, or water. And I can't believe that that's not the lead headline everywhere. What is he saying here? It's just like when he was in Kuwait. Rape, pillage, innocent country, go scorched earth at the end of the day. Now, here's why this justifies everything that we have been saying about this man, that it shouldn't even be an issue at this point, but in the minds of some on the left, it clearly is. If he gets nuclear weapons, and we've interviewed on this program those that know the attempts and the efforts that he's undergone and been engaged in to get them. Could you imagine a scenario 5 years from now where he makes that statement that he's going to take this war throughout the world, wherever there's sky, land, or water, except he's got nuclear weapons? The equation changes. Do you not see how profound that is? I can't believe he's threatening global war if attacked. That's what he's doing. And then there's Jacques Chirac. By the way, kudos to Tony Snow, who was on with us Sunday. He had some great quotes by the French when they signed on to 1441. They knew what 1441 said. There was no ambiguity. That was the final option and the last opportunity. If anybody's changed in all of this, it is the French. The French have backed down. The French have bailed out. The French have capitulated. And the French they do what the French usually do. By the way, top Turkish leaders say the government will urgently take action towards allowing in the U.S. troops. So that is changing on a dime even as we speak. It may even happen prior to the beginning of the bombing, which I assume is going to happen this week. As we speak, U.N. inspectors have been pulled from Iraq, as I said. Iraq has responded to the president from earlier today, and today rejected the ultimatum that President Saddam Hussein go into exile or face war. Now, I understand that the president, when he speaks to the nation tonight at 8 Eastern, is going to make that case. By the way, that moves Hannity and Combs back an hour, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, just for tonight only. Powell says the time for Iraq diplomacy is over. Bush says to Saddam, leave or face war. And I assume he's going to, you know, reiterate those points and many others tonight when he, in fact, addresses the nation. The headline is that the president's going to give him an ultimatum. We keep hearing this thing about 72 hours, that the diplomatic window is closed, step down or face war. Saddam obviously already has said, you know, he's not going to go. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We have been saying this for weeks and months on this program. This is now time to see who's right and who's wrong. And this is what I predict. I predict, as I've said before, we're going to get into Iraq, we're going to win this conflict, and I think because we have the greatest military on the face of the earth, we're going to do it in fairly short order. And then we're going to get in there, and then we're going to find all the financial dealings that Iraq has been having with France, Russia, and Germany, and they ought to be duly embarrassed. Then we're also going to find the weapons of mass destruction, even though 12 years later, 1441, 17th final resolution says he's supposed to declare them on December 7th. We're going to find them. And then I think what we ought to do is have a summit and allow liberals to explain themselves, because they were wrong during the Cold War. They're wrong on this. They've been wrong on military and defense and intelligence issues for decades, and they ought to have some explaining to do. Because I'm going to tell you, the UN has been offered a moment of truth, and thank goodness. By the way, the British newspapers are reporting there's major defections. Many of Saddam's troops going AWOL. They're just getting out of there. And, to their credit, Israel has weighed in. If attacked, Israel is obliged to defend itself. And I can't blame them. They're not going to sit by here and let this whole thing go unanswered at the end of the day. Now, so we have here, and look, it's where we ought to be. If anything, we've gone too far, and I think we've proven that Dick Cheney was absolutely correct not wanting to go to the United Nations in the first place. Now, let me just tell you this here, and then we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back. I have a lot to say. The administration officials have said the White House is drafting this address. We're going to go over what it is it means. We're going to talk about the effects of the UN. We're going to talk about the so-called alliances with France and others. And then we're going to get some military tactical information from the guy that organized and orchestrated the first campaign, air campaign, back in the Persian Gulf War I. We'll get some opposition today from Fox News Sunday panelist Juan Williams today. He'll check in. We'll have the latest on the ditzy chicks. We also, there's a move to impeach President Bush, believe it or not. Here we are on the brink of war that we'll tell you about, but we'll get back to a lot of your calls and comments as well. So we have a busy day, a lot of news happening. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free number. 3 hours a day, every day, more than ever before. It's the Sean Hannity Show. We'll continue.
Will he turn from a nice guy into a fire-breathing dragon? It could happen next on the Sean Hannity Show on 77 WABC.